Scott, Forest Ranger.
Today we present the fourth in our series of programs on forest conservation, featuring Bill Scott, Forest Ranger. Our scene is Rockville, a little town near Beaver Dam Forest. From overhead, a sullen, cloud-filled sky looks down upon a scene of desolation. Water is everywhere, swirling through the streets, over the tops of stranded automobiles, around the small boats carrying the last of the townspeople and their pet dogs, cats, and canaries to higher ground and safety. In one respect, at least, good fortune has smiled upon Rockville. Not one life, human or animal, has been lost. For a long time now, Ranger Bill and his two young friends, Joe and Sam, have been working like Trojans alongside the mill crew, defending the valuable sawmill against the onrushing floodwaters of swollen Rockville River. As they work, piling sandbag upon sandbag on the bank of the threatening river, Ranger Bill pauses now and again to comfort the two lads and praise them for their labor.
Well, you're doing a swell job, Joe.
How do you feel? I'm okay, Ranger Bill. Hand me another sandbag, Sam.
Okay. Here you are, Joe.
Well, how about you, Sam? Haven't you and Joe had enough for a while? You've been going for quite a spell now, you two.
Quit? When we've got Old Man River just about licked?
Oh, no, sir.
That goes for me too, Ranger Bill. We're going to see this job through, Sam and I.
Good boys. And it shouldn't be too long now. Just as soon as they're sure these sandbags will hold the water back, they're going to start the mill.
Oh, boy. And we'll get to see the big saw at work, huh?
Well, this mill's got as important a job to do right now, boys, as it had all during the war. I'm mighty glad they've got enough logs on hand.
This is a real emergency, isn't it, Ranger Bill?
You bet, Joe. It certainly is. A lot of these Rockville folks have been flooded out of their homes, and they certainly need lumber badly for temporary shelter until this water runs off.
Where did they get all those logs? Stacked behind the mill and in this little pond back of us.
Well, most of them are from the farm woodlands around Rockville, Sam. Oh, all right, Joe. Put another sandbag up here on top. Well, lift it easily, you know.
Yeah.
Bend your knees as I showed you.
Okay.
That's it. Now lift now. Keep your back straight. Okay. I don't want you youngsters to strain yourselves.
I've got it. There.
Fine.
These are pretty nice logs, aren't they, Ranger Bill? Big and all.
Yeah, they're a fine lot of logs, Sam. Good indication that the farmers who cut and sold that timber really used their heads as well as their hands.
What do you mean by that, Ranger Bill?
Well, just that they didn't cut all their small trees, only those that were ready for cutting.
I get it. You mean the farmers saved their little trees for another crop, as you showed us in Beaver Dam Forest. Then they'll have trees growing for years.
Well, that's it, Joe. Unfortunately, most farmers and other forest landowners, especially the owners of small timber areas, are not doing too good a job of handling their timber. We've got to help those folks who just don't seem to realize how important and valuable their timber is to them and their community. No, we've got to help them to keep their timber producing.
Ranger Bill, look
yeah,
there.
What's the matter, Sam?
The water doesn't seem to be rising anymore.
Say, you're right, Joe.
We've licked her. We've licked the flood, man. We've licked the flood. We've licked her.
Golly, this sure is exciting.
What about the sawmill, Ranger Bill? Can we watch them, can we? Huh?
What do you say, Ranger Bill? Let's watch them go to work on those logs.
You boys are certainly bears for punishment, aren't you? Well, don't you want to sit down and take it easy for a little while? You both certainly earned a rest, you know.
Well, I am kind of tired at that.
Oh, sure you're tired. Come on, let's sit down here by the mill pond for a few minutes. Well, that feel better?
Oh, boy. It does feel good to sit down again.
Oh, look, fellas, they're starting the logs moving from the pond up to the mill.
Why do they store logs in the mill pond, Ranger?
Well, Sam, in logging seasons, trees and logs are usually cut faster than the mill can use them. So they've got to be stored. Sometimes they put them in a log yard, sometimes in a mill pond like this. You see, mill pond storage has its advantages, all right.
They sure move those logs fast as that chain going up into the mill.
Well, that's one advantage. Another is that the wet logs don't split or crack like dry logs do. Then, too, the water washes off the logs, gets rid of gravel and stones that can injure a saw if it runs into them.
Say, what's that, Ranger Bill? The saw stopped.
Doggone the luck. There's something the matter with that saw. If it's what I think it is, I hope they have extra saw teeth around. Come on, boys. Let's see what the trouble is. Just as I thought, some of the saw teeth have been damaged. You see that, boys? So one of the men now are replacing the bad teeth with new ones.
Golly, I never knew you could do that. Put new ones in a saw.
Well, it's a good thing you can, Joe. Otherwise, you'd have to replace the whole saw, and that's usually a pretty tough job.
Well, look how fast that man's working, Ranger Bill.
Well, he knows how important it is to keep the mill going right now, Sam. Oh, here comes Tom Roberts, the mill boss. He can tell us all about that saw.
Hello there, Ranger.
Hello there, Tom.
certainly appreciate the help you fellas gave us with those sandbags.
I'm glad to help. Tom, we were just wondering what happened to that saw.
The usual thing, Ranger. Somebody drove a big nail into a tree when it was small.
Uh-huh.
Then the tree grew bigger, of course. The nail was covered up under new bark and wood. A log with that nail deep in it came into this mill, and our saw ran against the nail and blew it.
Oh, that's a shame.
Half a dozen good saw teeth wrecked just like that. Bad business driving nails or shooting bullets into a tree.
That's tough luck, Tom.
It could have been lots worse, Ranger.
I guess so.
At least we got a fair supply of extra teeth here in the mill. What's worrying me is what we'll do if anything really serious goes wrong. Our supply house is pretty well underwater down by the river.
We'll keep our fingers crossed for luck, Mr. Roberts.
We certainly
That's
will.
That's the stuff, boy. Our folks need lumber so badly we can't afford to have many shut down. Well, I gotta get back to work.
Okay, we'll see you, Tom.
They've got her going again, Ranger Bill. The saw's working again.
Now, let's move back here out of the way, fellas.
Boy, look how that saw eats into the log, will you?
Ranger Bill, what do you call the man who's running the saw and working all those levers that make the log move back and forth every time he saws a board?
He's the head sawyer, Joe. Just about the most important fellow in the mill. And that's the saw carriage that his log is on.
Oh. Why does he keep turning the log on the saw carriage, Ranger Bill?
Well, to get the most clear lumber that he can, Sam. That's where the sawyer's skill really comes in. Clear boards are worth more money than boards with knots or other defects in them.
Why should he be so careful now, Ranger Bill? The folks in Rockville won't care if there's a knot or two in these boards, just so they have some shelter for a while.
You're certainly a stickler for detail, aren't you, Sam? Well, the truth is, though, that the sawyer is doing as skillful a job as he's learned through the years. It doesn't take him any longer to do a good job. And he's going to turn out the best lumber he can, no matter what it's used for.
What are those other saws, Ranger Bill? The smaller ones?
Oh, you mean the edger and the trimmer saws, Joe. That's
it. Is that what you call them?
That's right. The edger, you see, cuts the bark and rough edges from the boards. And the trimmers cut the boards in the proper length. Now, any more questions?
Yes, I have one. What do they do with all the sawdust and other stuff that's left?
Well, most of the waste in this mill, other than the sawdust, goes down to the boiler room, Sam.
Oh, I know. They burn it for steam and power to run the mill.
That's right. However, in many places, they're beginning to find new uses for sawdust and other wood waste. For fuel to heat homes and wood alcohol and other chemicals, you know, plastics and the like. Now, there's certainly more than wooden boards and trees, and don't you boys ever forget that.
Sure, I know, Ranger Bill. How about telephone poles?
That's it.
Fence posts?
Oh, I know. Railroad ties,
mm-hmm.
Newspapers, cardboard boxes, and sure, the pencils we use in school.
Yes, and don't forget products like rosin and turpentine from our southern trees.
Say, what about Christmas trees, Ranger
uh-huh.
Bill? What will we ever do without Christmas trees? Holly and stuff like that.
Yes, and mistletoe, Joe. Say, that rhymes. Here, Joe, is some mistletoe.
Well, you youngsters certainly get the idea, all right.
Yeah. Golly, you know, Ranger Bill, we sure get a lot of things from our forests, don't
yes,
we?
Yes, and it's not all wood, Joe, hmm?
No, sir.
Boy, look how fast they're moving those boards out of here, Ranger Bill. Are they going right into town?
Yes, Sam, they are. I reckon the carpenters are putting that green lumber to use just as soon as it reaches them.
What do you mean by green lumber, Ranger Bill?
Well, normally, Joe, you see, lumber is dried out, or seasoned, as we call it, before it's used. And it's green lumber as it comes from the saw.
Well, how do they season lumber?
Well, sometimes they stack it in open places where the air can get at it. You see, that way it takes about 3 months to a year to dry the lumber out thoroughly. Or they can put it in heated ovens or dry kilns to do the same job in a much shorter time.
And the best lumber to use is seasoned lumber, then, huh, Ranger
That's
Bill?
Right, Sam. But as you say, we certainly can't be too particular in this emergency. And, you know, maybe those boards won't be wasted either. Maybe they'll be put to further use when this emergency is over.
Ranger Bill, look up there.
What's the matter, Joe?
That big leather belt that's going round and round up there, just over our heads. Isn't it acting kind of crazy?
Oh, that's the main belt. It runs the whole works here in the mill. Of course, it wobbles a bit sometimes, but... Say, wait a minute. You're right, son. Tom! Tom Roberts, stop the mill! Stop her, will you?
I don't know what's going on.
What's the trouble, Ranger?
Tom, you can certainly thank Joe here for preventing what might have been a pretty serious accident. Just take a look at this main belt here.
Holy smoke. Why, a couple of more turns and she'd have snapped right in two.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody might have got hurt at that.
That's right, Tom. Just beginning to tear apart.
It's the oldest section of our belt. The laces are worn pretty badly.
Oh.
Well, I'm afraid that does it. Putting in new saw teeth wasn't so bad, but fixing this belt, well, that's something else again.
You mean...
We're really sunk now.
But you don't have any replacement here, Tom? Well, that's pretty tough.
Our main supply is underwater, as I told you.
Oh.
Well, I guess we'll have to shut down for the rest of the day. I'll have to send over to Northville for what we need.
Sir, wait a minute, Tom.
Yeah?
I've got an idea now.
Well?
I think you can fix that belt.
How, Ranger?
Well, now, all you need is some good, strong leather strips to lace those two ends of the belt together, right?
Sure, sure, but that's what I've been talking about. But where are we going to get it?
Now, wait a minute, Tom. Joe? Sam?
Yes, Ranger Bill.
Now, those boots you have on, they're pretty new now, aren't they? Good leather and all?
Sure they are, Ranger Bill. And you can have them if it'll help you get the mill running again, huh, Sam?
You bet.
Well, we won't need the boots themselves, boys, but what Tom can use are those leather laces that you've got in your boots, you see? I'm pretty sure they'll do the trick. How about it, Tom? Just as a temporary repair job.
Why, of course, Ranger. Now, tell me something. Why didn't I think of that?
You can have mine just as soon as I can get them right out of my boots, Mr. Roberts.
Well, you boys certainly come through in the clinches, all right.
They certainly do, Tom.
Hey, Bob, you, Jim. Get going on this belt. Pull out those old laces. Some new ones are coming up.
Here's mine, Mr. Roberts.
And mine, too.
Thank you, fellas. I'll see that you get new boot laces just as soon as I can break away from here.
No, that's okay, Mr. Roberts.
Well, Tom, it's unlikely that you'll have any more trouble with the mill today. I think we'd better be running along now. Good luck, Tom.
Much obliged, Ranger, for everything. We'll have this mill going again in a jiffy. Thanks to you and the boys.
We'll see you, Tom.
Well, it's been a mighty full day, hasn't it, Joe? The storm, that workout with the sandbags, all that trouble at the sawmill.
It's been swell, Ranger Bill. We've really got a story to tell back when we get back to camp.
Well, maybe I can get your camp director to let you off on your dishwashing job tonight.
Oh, don't do that, Ranger Bill. The dishes will be a cinch after what we've done today. Sam and I won't mind that at all.
You know, Sam's been pretty quiet the last few miles. He isn't asleep, is he?
Who, me? Oh, no, sir.
Ah, there you are, Joe.
I've been thinking about Smokey, Ranger Bill.
Oh, the little
bear cub we found in the cave.
Uh-huh. Well, tell you what you do, you know.
You think he'll be all right, Ranger Bill? I mean, will his broken leg heal all right?
I'm pretty sure that Smokey will be okay, Sam. Say, I've got an idea. How would you two youngsters like to see Smokey again?
Oh, gee, that'd be great.
Okay, it's a date then. You know, we'll go visiting Smokey and our wildlife area on your next day off. I think maybe June will be right along with us, too.
Gee, that'll be swell, Ranger
Bill.
Great.
Well, there's your Pine Lake camp. I just want to tell you something, boys, for the way you pitched in today and the grand job you did. My hat's off to both of you.
Golly, Ranger Bill, coming from you, that's a swell compliment. Thanks.
Yeah. Thanks a million, Ranger Bill. We'll be seeing you.
Okay. Be seeing you, boys.
Hello, Ranger Bill.
Take good care of yourselves.
Okay, thanks.
And Joe and Sam certainly deserve that nice salute from Ranger Bill. Next time, we'll join our friends out on the forest trail once again with Smokey Bear, the principal actor in an exciting adventure. Bill Scott, Forest Ranger, comes to you with the cooperation of the Forest Service, United States Department of Agriculture. Bill Scott is written by Bill Berghoffen and produced for radio by Van Rensselaer Brocan. Your announcer has been Bob Geist.